Morgan Cooper is a hip-hop artist from Kansas City who goes by the name Barrel Maker. He was out watching a show in Lawrence last year when a producer he'd never seen took to the stage.
He's got this fire red hair. He's headbanging to his beats. I'm just like, dang, who is this dude? The beats commanded so much attention. They were so powerful, you know, and it just really, really fit. And I'm like, man, I got to work with this guy.
Months passed before Cooper tweeted at that producer, Brian Rogers, who goes by Lion.
There was so little information on the internet about Barrel Maker. I didn't know what to think. And then I heard the music. I had never heard anyone like that. It was just an instant desire to make the relationship grow.
The first song they made together was inspired by a dream. They came into KCUR studios to talk about it for our Story of a Song series.
Before Brian and I even started working on anything, before he sent me any music, I had a dream about my nephew. My nephew's biracial. He was walking down the street, and on one side of the street was project housing, you know, strife and poverty. And on the other side of the street was a more glamorous side of society, you know, high-rise buildings, commerce, you know, economic growth. Lots of white faces on the side of the street, and on the other side of the street were lots of black faces. He was very confused of, you know, where do I belong in this world as a man of, or as a boy that will one day be a man of color, you know, finding his own identity in this world. So I was really inspired by it and started, you know, writing down a couple lines here and there. After that, Brian sent me the beat too soon. Life, what's the meaning of it? No script, no direction. Scene set action, scene set passion. Laws of attraction suddenly not so attractive when you focus on this rap shit. Building up your legacy, avoiding all the madness when you living in the house of cards. Your destiny collapses. They say that it's the journey, not the destination. That's the fact.
I had never known what I wanted to do with this beat before I met Cooper, because I always knew that I kind of wanted to have a project with a rapper. So I think I had been kind of keeping it in my pocket for, you know, on the occasion that I met someone who was interested in doing a project together.
When I heard the beat, it was very, very, it was an emotional beat. You know, the sample that Brian cut was just incredible. This is the soundtrack to that dream.
I usually cut a sample and then kind of build off of the emotions already contained within that sound. The main sample was cut from a Dionne Warwick album. The song is called I Don't Know What to Do with Myself. Come on back. I will be around just waiting for you. I guess what I really liked about it is the way the strings moved up and down, and the way her voice had a really nice crescendo and decrescendo to it. It wasn't a flat part of the song. It was a very dramatic part of the song. So the first thing I did after I selected the track is I reversed it. And really all that does is just give it a little more width and put it in a room and yeah, just makes it breathe a little, brings it alive. And that's it. So after I establish that bass sample, kind of start to think about fitting drums to it. It's kind of an unconventional sample because it doesn't fit on a normal grid of like four beats per measure. So it's moving in its own kind of amorphous blob of a rhythm. Matching the drums was a very like organic and free process. And that's just a basic bass drum and the snare drum with a little reverb. Or the clap, I should say. And then you throw the sample back on top of that. When I'm selecting drum sounds for the drums themselves, I have a bank of drum samples, just hundreds of drum samples. And I select the bass drum that I think sounds good with the mix, and I select the snare drum that I think sounds good with the mix. And I know that those are the elements I'm going to be playing. And you play it just like you would play a keyboard. This song is different from other more orthodox rap songs in that it doesn't have a verse, chorus, verse, chorus. It's more like a large verse chunk. And then it kind of breaks out in this kind of climactic part of the song where Cooper lays down his hook. Build hope, build dreams, build roads. We build blocks, we got hope. We can't stop because we got to build roads. Build blocks, build cities, build hope, build dreams, build roads.
I love the hook too, you know, build roads, build blocks, you know, it's all about building, you know, uplifting, you know, finding answers to questions you have. So I definitely want my nephew to know that, you know, he's able to do anything he wants and he needs to do what makes him happy. You can't worry about, you know, all these roles he's supposed to be. He doesn't need to be confined by stereotypes and the sky's the limit for him.
That was Morgan Cooper and Brian Rogers telling the story of Too Soon, a song from their EP Continuity. KCUR's Hannah Copeland produced that story of a song